It's the opposite of a New Year's resolution. What do you not want to care about in 2026? Let's go to Matt. Matt, what is something that you want to not care about this year?
Things that are out of my control.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a tough one. Yeah.
I think I'm pretty good at it, or at least having the perspective of like I can't control it, but I feel like there's even certain times with things that I get stressed out about, like with my son Wyatt, like doing certain things and I get stressed out about it. I'm like, I can't control whether or not he's going to do this or act this way or do like, why am I getting worked up over it?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it's so hard. That's what I'm going to move on from.
Okay. That's a good one. Katie.
Okay. First of all, I can't do maths. I can't. I heard this thing once that said like anxiety or anticipatory anxiety is worrying about all the things in the future that haven't even happened yet.
I know.
Or that could go wrong.
Right. And I can't even wrap my brain around how not to do that.
You know that there's a stat that says 99% of everything you worry about doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen, or if it does, it's like not as bad as you think
we
it's going to be.
We spend all our energy worrying about all the things that could happen 99% of the time, but I want to keep that one.
And I don't have control over the majority of it.
Right.
You know, you don't. You cannot control the way other people act, the way that other people do. And I'm learning that about my own children. Now that they're getting older, I'm like, I cannot control you. And it's very frustrating.
It is. But you can encourage and influence, but you can't. Ultimately, you can't.
Henry's going to wear that chain whether you want him to or not.
That's right.
Well, I did try to. I hit it. So he's not wearing it right now.
So you do have some control.
Yeah. You do.
A little bit. The thing I'm going to give up in the year 2026 is FOMO. You know, sometimes on a weekend or even during the week, you know, we're so busy and we have so many things going on that I just keep adding to the schedule because I'm like, but I don't want to miss that. But what everybody's getting together, I don't want to miss that. I got to see that. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I just need to prioritize doing what I need to be doing in the moment, not what could be really great out, you know, for not necessarily plays. And so I don't mean like that, but it's like I can't make every single hangout. I can't make every single mahjong, you know,
no,
game.
You're not.
I just can't. I can't. I do have major FOMO, and I just need to stop.
So you're not going to care about FOMO all this year. That's
I'm going to try really hard. I'm going to just
realize you can't do everything.
Yes, and maybe instead of being like, oh, I really need to be there on Wednesday night from 9 to 11 or whatever. No, I don't. I need to be in my bed sleeping.
Yeah, that's also hard.
You know?
Yeah, I have FOMO.
Yeah.
I have FOMO big time. For me, and this is a hard one, mm-hmm. but I've really thought about it. And I am going to try to not care about the things that have happened in the past that I felt were extremely unfair.
Ooh, that is going to be very difficult for you.
Yeah. Because after I work with some of the people that are causing it.
Jason Goodman.
Well, I'm kidding. No, so it's a reminder every day. No, just like the stuff with the divorces, I have a lot of animosity still for some of the stuff. And some things are a reminder all the time, like when I drop off Ezra.
Yeah, I was going to say like a child.
Yeah.
Well,
not just that, but not
the courtroom.
But it, like you drop a house that you designed. It bothers me, and I got to drop it. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do because you're focusing a lot of attention on that, which does nothing for you in the future.
And it's not going to change.
And it's not going to help me. Like, I want to make more money this year than I've ever made, not for anything, just so I can feel more secure, not for like ambitious reasons necessarily, and instead of I want to be balling out,
not because I'm a go-getter.
No, it's not even that.
It's
I am
not
a go-getter.
Work ethic.
No, it is because I have three side hustles. I don't want to do any of this extra stuff. I don't, but like I want to feel more secure.
Yeah,
but I'm not doing. I didn't want to come across like I just want to be balling out. Like I just want to feel more secure because it's very stressful in my mind. I said, well, if this didn't happen, I would have $500,000 in the bank or equity in this house and all this stuff. And some things do happen. We all have things happen that are unfair. Some of mine are just, to me, really big life-altering things. It's happened.
You got to let,
And so, let it go.
Easier said than done. But
I've been feeling that way more recently, and it's helped a little bit. But then when I'm at Music Bingo, I'm like, it reminds me because I'm like doing it because I need the money. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
So I think it's going to be very difficult, and I don't think you're going to be able to do it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Positivity.
Who needs enemies?
That's
who needs enemies?
How is that going to happen? You're going to get a letter from an attorney. You're going to have to be in the court.
I have to accept it. You said have to accept it. I've been accepting more and more. This is what's happened. How can I make things better? Mm-hmm. Because we do know this. No one, unless, for the most part, no one's coming to save you.
Right.
I have great family also, but no one's going to come bail you out of all your stuff. Like, you got to just do it. And so I have been doing that. I haven't just been sitting around like, I just wish I had more money. All last year, I had three or four different side hustles, which I'd rather not be doing, although they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is what it is. And so just make the best of it.
What do they say? Pick yourself up by the bootstraps.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, easier said than done, but yeah. I think that's a good one.
I'll be honest. I have been feeling a little relieved by thinking that way. It's not perfect. There's days where I still get mad about it because it's upsetting.
Do you journal?
Y'all used to make fun of me when I journal. I can't win with you guys.
Diary. I like it better when you say journal.
I do need to do that. Yep. I used to do that, and it actually was very therapeutic.
It doesn't really.
Yes, you get it out. Get it out, and then you can light it on fire.
Yeah. But then what are you going to... The whole point of the journal is to go back and read.
No, I think you...
It depends.
You can write it down and then literally set it on fire to release
What's the point of writing it down?
It gets it out of your body.
Cathartic.
Out of your mind.
Mm. All right, Jason, what are you going to say you're going to do that no one believes you're going to do? I'm just being you right now.
That's
what you just did.
Did that to him.
What do I not care about in 2026?
Yeah.
I don't care, and I'm going to try to do this, not to convince people politically.
There's no way in hell.
It's going to be hard for you.
There's no,
no
way.
I realize I get so upset when, I just the other day called one of my friends. I'm like, you're stupid as hell. You probably shouldn't be living if you think that.
No, I thought it was very rude when you texted
you
me.
You are the toxic friend. Yeah.
So, Matt's like, why are you?
Yeah, it was weird.
He's like, I didn't even talk politics.
I didn't bring it up.
That's one of the reasons is because I get overworked and I insult the person. And then secondly, I can't change them.
No.
I can't change how stupid they are.
And they're not going to change you.
Them. Well, I mean, I try to open up some insight on what they're saying. Then they start talking. I'm like, what a moron. So I'm going to just not get so worked up about it. I'm not going to convince people. I'm just going to be like, if that's the way you think, please just look of what's going on in the world.
Yeah. Jason, I'll tell you, it is definitely more peaceful the less you're involved with it. Mm-hmm. Because I used to be like probably 2016, 17, maybe even before then. I mean, freaking A, I used to have a personalized license plate of a president of the United States.
You did.
I'd be very political before I started working here. And I used to get into it on Facebook all the time with people, strangers, mm-hmm. and that Josh Chavez guy, who's a nice guy. But even recently, he sent me all this stuff, and I go, hey, man, I think you're a nice guy. We're never going to agree. Let's not do this. I don't want to argue with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels good.
And if
that's fine. You believe your thing? Cool. I believe my thing. Great.
And that's the freedom of the country. I'm also, like, we're not only trying to convince people, I'm just not going to bring it up. I don't really have
to. Does that go for on the show too?
Yeah.
Because that would be much more peaceful.
Wow. Yeah. See, she's already aggravating me now.
I just don't think you can do it. I'm just letting it go now. Look at him letting it go.
Let it go. Oh, yeah. We should have that plan.
I will tell you another thing. Sometimes just bringing it up causes issues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't cause issues between me and my wife. It doesn't. But I don't think she cares. And I'll spend an enormous amount of time. Did you see this? Did you see this? Look at what's going on at Iran. And I'm like, she's looking at me like,
Jason, as your friend sometimes. I'm all your friend all the time. But if you need to use me as to get it out, I'm fine.
Well, because I would say...
You get it out. If you need to get it out, that's fine.
85% of the time, you kind of agree with me.
I know. I'm saying, but if you need to get it out...
Can it just not be in the studio when I'm present?
No, when it's just us two.
Yeah, okay.
He does wait till you leave the room.
He's like,
did you see what happened in Iran?
I come back into the room and I feel it immediately.
Well, like, you have to stop.
But we're not talking about you, though.
No, I know, but I feel the energy.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's consistently on Fridays, once Katie leaves the studio, Jason's in, and I see the two of them get very worked up, and I'm like, it's political.
Yeah, we're like, whoa. The thing we're fighting, and it's like, oh my gosh, the Middle East. And like, we can do anything about it.
Because this room is soundproof, and I still hear Jason.
And you'd be like, yep. Shame.
I don't want to bring it up to Katie because, again, she just gets all upset and starts throwing out stuff that's just insulting.
Have you ever seen me get all upset?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I have.
I consistently get all upset. Who consistently gets all upset?
Well, I mean,
you throw out names, though. I don't throw out names to you.
I don't,
name calling?
Yeah, a little bit. She says I'm a snowflake, that type of thing, and I'm not a snowflake. It's the complete opposite. I don't want to get into it now. Again, I'm not going to convince people.
On the things that I can control.
Yes.
And I'm going to let go of the things I cannot.
Most of the thing
you know
I'm letting
what?
You know. Yeah.
God knows.
Yeah, he doesn't.
God knows.
The new improved us will make our show suck. We need to get back to being petty and divisive. No. Mm-hmm. Those are all good things.